Amen.
Here's a blessing from God that I want y'all to get out of this message today. And it's this. The cross. Everybody said the cross.
The cross.
The cross sealed our past.
Amen.
The empty tomb secures our future. Amen. The cross sealed our past. The empty grave seals our future. And I don't know about you, but I am so glad when they went to that grave on that third day, there wasn't nothing in it. It was empty. Amen. Jesus did what he said he was going to do. Amen. All the prophecies were fulfilled at that moment when Christ was risen from the grave. Amen. Our futures were sealed when he rose from the grave that day. Amen. So let me tell you a little secret here. That cross truly sealed our past. Amen. The devil did not crucify Jesus. Demons did not crucify Jesus. Amen. Hell itself did not crucify our Jesus. Jesus died because he loves us. Because God loves us. Amen. Jesus died because God has a purpose for our lives. Amen. Jesus' death and his resurrection on that cross was because God has a purpose for each one of our lives. Amen. Without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for sin. Jesus died so that each one of us can live an eternal life, an abundant life, and ultimately a new life. Amen. Jesus died once so that you and I can live forevermore. Amen. So your first scripture today is coming from Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 and 15. Colossians 2, 13 and 15, NIV version says this. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all of our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, Lord, I ask you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to fall fresh upon each one of us right now, Lord. Lord, may you use me. Lord, may your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, may your Holy Spirit give us the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Lord. Lord, about how important that Resurrection Sunday was 2,000 years ago, Jesus. How important it was for each one of us that weren't there physically, Lord, but were on your mind, Jesus, when you died for in that cross for us, Lord. Lord, may we each get a blessing out of your message today, Lord. May you be with us to the end of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. The blood of Jesus washes you in such a way that your sins are never retrieved. Amen. When we meet Jesus, that blood that he gave us on that cross and he died for us, all those sins that we committed in the past, they're gone forever. Amen. Nobody can retrieve them. Oh, Satan will try. Satan will try, amen. But that's when Jesus comes up and says, hey, look, his page is white. He don't have nothing on it. Amen. Jesus made a public spectacle of all the powers and principalities of darkness. He made them shudder in his sight. Amen. And that means every addiction, every multi-generational curse, every depression, every fear, every anxiety, and every sin. God has the power to get rid of those for us. Amen. Are we struggling with that today? Are you struggling with it today? It's a perfect day to let God take it away from us and live that joyful life that Jesus has for us. Amen. The God of the beginning said, it is finished. He said, it is finished on the cross. Amen. The serpent that deceived the first Adam was defeated by the second Adam in Jesus. The son of David decapitated the Goliath of sin. We escaped the Egypt of eternal condemnation and stepped into the promise of eternal salvation. Amen. The walls of failure collapse in the presence of the shout of God's forgiveness. Mercy triumphed over our judgments. Perfect love expelled all fear. Grace became sufficient, didn't it? Light overcame darkness. The anointing annihilated. I'll get that word out. The yoke. Truth set us free, didn't it? Hope made a way. Life became eternal. And guess what? Love won on that cross. Love won on that cross. Back then, and still love winning today. Amen. For each one of us. Second thing I want to talk to you today is the empty tomb. Empty tomb secures our future. The cross was a process. Amen. But the empty tomb was the outcome. 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4 says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, never spoil, never fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for each one of us. Amen. That cross, that empty tomb, is that outcome. Is heaven waiting for each one of us that have accepted it. Amen. Three most powerful words on the planet that was spoken. He is risen. He is risen. Think about that. 2,000 years ago, those words were spoken. Today, we are still spoken those. You know why? Because every Easter, He is still risen. Every Easter, that tomb is still empty. Amen? Every Easter, He still is in heaven with the Father. Amen? He is risen. Those three words do this. He is risen makes hell tremble. He is risen provokes panic in the kingdom of darkness. He is risen prompted addiction to flee. Prompts addiction to flee. He is risen breaks multi-generational curses. He is risen with depression, fear, and anxiety are shriveled up and dried up. Amen. He is risen. Luke 24, 5 and 7 says, why do you look at the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how He told you while He was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must what? Must be delivered over to the hands of sinners. He must be crucified. And on what? On the third day to be raised. Amen? On the third day He was to be raised. There's a New York Times article from, I believe the date was April 15th, 2022. The article was titled, in this time of war, I propose we give up God. That was the title of the article. In this time of war, I propose we give up God. And the quote from it says this, time to tell the God of the Bible, time to kill the God of the Bible and get rid of the God of the Bible once and for all. If the New York Times can put Him back in the tomb, then the New York Times can get rid of the Bible. Amen? Because I don't know about you, but I don't think the New York Times has the power to put God back in the tomb. We have a living God. Amen? Because God is still saving. Amen? God is still delivering. God is still healing. No matter what they want to tell us in that article, God is still God. Amen? still setting the captives free. He's still setting each one of us free today. Amen. Not religion. Amen. Not religion. We serve a mighty, mighty living God. That's what truly sets us free. Amen. On the third day, what happened? That stone rolled away. If not for that guy that was powerful enough to roll that stone and rise Jesus from that grave, we would have no love. There would be no joy. There would be no truth. There would be no grace without that resurrection. Amen. Without that empty tomb, we would have no grace for our lives. We would be stuck in eternal hell and damnation because we wouldn't have any way out. Because I don't know about you, but neither one of us are worthy of living in heaven with God without Jesus Christ to atone for our sins. Amen. Can't get rid of that guy, can he? There's too many witnesses. Too many witnesses that know the truth that he was removed and wasn't in that tomb. They have more physicians. They have more scientists. They have more mathematicians. I can get that word right, did I? And physicists that are coming to Jesus than ever before because they're finding the true truth. It's not about what they're being told in the past. It's about what they're realizing now. The relationships that they're finding. The truth in the history records of the tomb being there empty. They're finding them and they're coming to Jesus more than ever before. The more they study speed and time, the more they discover the amazing architectural design of our universe. Every attempt to put Jesus back in the tomb has failed miserably, hasn't it? Matthew 27:59-60 says, Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went where? He went away. He walked away. Amen. One way in, one way out of that tomb. There wasn't no back doors cut in the wall, was there? Wasn't no backside to the hillside like we see some caves that we live in today that had 15 million different exits. Just one way in and one way out. And what was wrong? It was blocked, wasn't it? That one way in, that one way out was blocked. The exit was obstructed. How many of y'all ever been stuck in some place and can't get out of it? How many of y'all ever went to a panic room, can't get out of one room? That's basically the way the tomb was. They were stuck. He was stuck. Jesus was stuck. And the only way to get him out was some supernatural thing that had to happen. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm glad our Lord said, ha, I got something for you boys. I got something for you. I got something for all the doubters. Amen? When they open that tomb, when they open that obstruction, you ain't going to be there. My son's going home. Amen? He's coming out of there. He's going to rise. And guess what happened? On that third day, what happened? Jesus arose, didn't he? He came out. He came out like Lazarus. Only they didn't see him. In John 14:6, it says this. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Amen. They've seen the Father because Jesus is God in the flesh. Amen. Whatever life places in front of you cannot hold back what God has placed inside of you. Whatever life places in front of you cannot hold back whatever God has placed inside of you. Whatever hell places in front of you can't hold back what God has placed inside of you. Amen? I'm glad we got a God that loves us enough to get us out of all the troubles that we put ourselves in. Amen? When Jesus is our Savior, our Lord and our Savior, nothing, everybody say nothing. Nothing and no one can put a lid on our God-ordained purpose. Nothing or no one can put a lid on your God-ordained purpose. On this Easter Sunday, look at the stone in front of you. Whatever it might be. A failing marriage. Low faith. Family problems. Relationships. Issues. Worried about our futures. Our health. Worried about not having to join in the lives that we need. Worried about not having peace. Again, on this Easter Sunday, look at what stone has been placed in front of you, of your tongue. Amen? And we need to activate Romans 8, 9, and 11, which says this, "And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who has raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead is also, or will also, give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you." Amen. Declare in Jesus' name whatever issues you got, whatever stones are rolling in front of you. Declare in Jesus' name for them to roll away. Amen? And they'll roll right now. And also Romans 6, 4 and 5 says this. "We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may have or live a new life. For if we have been united with Him in death like this, we'll certainly also be united with Him in a resurrection like His." Amen? Like Jesus's. If Jesus came out, guess what? We can come out. Amen? If Jesus overcame, guess what? We can overcome. If Jesus cannot be held back, guess what? Neither can we. Amen? We can't be held back either. Easter is a time of joy. Time of celebration. But it's also a time for reflection and repentance. Amen? As we remember the sacrifices that Jesus made for us, let us also examine our own lives and see where we need to make changes. Let us turn away from the sin. Let us turn toward God. No matter how far or how much or how long we've been running, let us turn away from our sins and turn toward God, seeking His forgiveness and His grace. Amen. In closing, I want to remind you of the words of Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, 55, and 57 says this. "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" The sting of death is sin. And the power of sin is the law. But what? But thanks be to God, He gives us victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we get ready for our final song, think of this. The tomb's empty. Amen? It's still empty. God is real. Amen? Jesus has a plan for your life that will change your life forever and forevermore. Amen? Are you ready to be welcomed to the body of His redeemed? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask, I thank You for getting Ronnie out of the way, Lord, allowing Your words to be spoken, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your blessing, Lord, in the message, Lord. Lord, if there's anybody here, Lord, that needs to know You a little bit closer right now, Lord. Lord, or that wants to get all those tombs or stones rolled out of their tomb, Lord. that they've been blocking up in, Lord. Lord, let them raise their hands, Lord. Lord, or pray for their seats right now, Jesus. Lord, may you be the eternal blessing for them, Lord. Lord, on this Resurrection Sunday, may you give them a new joy in their life, Lord. Peace on their heart, Lord. Lord, and a serious walk with you, Lord. Not just knowing your name, Lord. Lord, but knowing and having that relationship with you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and everything you do for us, Lord. Lord, we ask you to put somebody in front of us this week, Lord. Lord, that we can share about your blessings, Lord. About your mercy, your grace on that cross, Lord. Lord, more importantly, about how they may be able to get away from death, hell, and damnation. Lord, like we did through the love of your Son on the cross and the resurrection. In your name I pray. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen.